The line of strong to severe thunderstorms that moved through last evening has exited the region to the east, leaving us with a lull in the activity for the time being. The entire region will remain under broad cyclonic flow aloft during the day today, and we still have a secondary cold front that will cross the region. And because of those factors, we could see another round of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, as there looks to be just enough instability and lingering low-level moisture to get things going, with the front as a triggering mechanism. Not everyone will see showers today, although any storms that do form up could produce some small hail and gusty winds, but don't look as bad or as strong as they've been the last couple of days. It'll remain warm and muggy once again, with highs in the low to mid-80s and dew points still running well into the 60s. In the wake of the front later this afternoon, any showers or thunderstorms will quickly diminish. The winds will shift into the northwest, and it'll turn a touch cooler and less humid overnight, with lows falling into the 50s. Thursday and Friday look like beautiful days as high pressure builds in and brings us sunny days with seasonable highs and comfortable humidity levels as dew points remain in the 50s. The tranquil weather looks to remain through Saturday with mostly sunny skies and highs in the low to mid 80s. Much of Sunday's looking dry thus far, with increasing clouds and the threat of showers and thunderstorms returning later in the day. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over portions of the Central Plains, as those scattered severe thunderstorms are expected to develop this afternoon, possibly becoming more numerous this evening and overnight. Isolated strong storms are possible across the Middle Atlantic, Gulf States, and portions of the Desert Southwest as well. An upper-level trough will remain established across much of the eastern one-third of the continental U.S., while ridging extends from Texas northwest into the Great Basin. Within a predominantly northwest flow aloft across the Central Plains, an impulse will strengthen slightly as it moves southeast across Nebraska and Kansas this afternoon and tonight. Weaker disturbances in the flow around the eastern U.S. upper trough will affect portions of the Mid-South and Mid-Atlantic regions. A cold frontal boundary will extend from New England into the Mid-South region by the afternoon, remaining nearly stationary farther west across the Southern Plains. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 on Tuesday at Death Valley, California, to a low Tuesday of 28 degrees at Chemulla, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 90. In Boston, mostly sunny with a high near 90. And in Buffalo, a slight chance of showers and storms this afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 70 degrees. A west wind from 10 to 14 miles an hour with gusts as high as 26 possible. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 82 degrees with a record of 103 set in 1936. Normal minimum temperature is 61 degrees with a record of 41 set in 1963. Sunrise and sunset data for today, July the 9th. Sunrise is at 5:26 a.m. and sunset will come at 8:35 p.m. For tomorrow, July the 10th, sunrise at 5:26 and sunset at 8:34 p.m. Here are the latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the lower 80s and a southwest wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour and gusts to 25 possible. For tonight, partly cloudy, cooler with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, humid with highs in the upper 80s once again, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, and tonight scattered showers in the evening, then partly cloudy overnight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly sunny today with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs near 80 and a west wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills and Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, partly sunny today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the mid-80s, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour and gusts to 25 possible. For tonight, scattered showers this evening, then partly cloudy overnight, lows in the upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly sunny today with scattered showers and storms in the afternoon, highs in the middle 80s, And tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Thursday, mostly sunny, temperatures in the upper 70s to near 80 degrees. Mostly sunny Friday, highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the low and mid 80s. Sunday, a chance of showers and storms as the day progresses, temperatures in the upper 70s and low 80s. And for Monday, showers and thunderstorms, highs in the low to mid 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.